So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs.
Clap this morning. Hallelujah. You love him this morning. Amen. It's a privilege to be here again this morning. And we've got several families that are out this morning. So you just amen twice as loud. And we'll have church. And when he came to hear the word. And when he came to talk things over with them. It's a two-way conversation, right? It's not us just putting out a list and then looking for some kind of a sign somewhere. It's two-way. So let him speak to you this morning and expect that he will speak to you. If you're visiting this morning, God bless you. We're glad to have you with us. And if you're a regular, we're glad to have you with us as well. We're excited to have our brother Timothy Ashong with us this morning. If you don't know Brother Timothy, I think most of you do, but if you don't, he hails from Ghana, from Accra, the city of Accra, the country of Ghana, the region of West Africa, which if you don't know it, it's on the other side of the world. And where he lives, the prime meridian and the equator meet, so we kind of joke with him, that's where Greenwich Mean Time is, so time starts there, the day starts there. Actually, it's not the date line, but it's time zero that everything else is based on, and then right on the equator. So we've known Brother Timothy for, I don't know, maybe almost 15 years now, and he's always been a blessing to us, a great blessing, and just a real servant of God, just his desires to serve God's people, to serve the Lord. And that's whether he's on the field or whether he's at home playing host. I was remembering yesterday, just reminiscing on the trips that we've made to West Africa and Brother Timothy driving us around and taking us to different places, and it's not an easy thing to do, and it was a quite a sacrifice for him, but he just approached it like you do when you're going to work, you know, just knowing that he was in the service of the Lord, and just he made things that could have been very difficult for us very easy, and so we're very thankful for that. I chuckle because I remember one time we were going to minister at Brother Samson Tay's church, and Brother Timothy had been there many, many times, and somehow we got lost for a little bit, and Brother Timothy was really, really stressing because he wanted to do everything right, of course, and we ended up, the Lord led us, and we ended up showing up right when I was supposed to go into the pulpit, and never met the church or anybody before, but we just went right in, and we had a wonderful service, a wonderful time. It was just a real blessing of the Lord. So we know that God's in control. He's completely in control. So whatever you have need of this morning, look to him and expect for him to meet your need, and also any questions that are on your heart, and this is an opportunity to let him speak to you from his word and in your heart and through your ears and whatever channel that he wants to minister to you. And we're just, where would we be without him? What would we do without him? Amen. So as our brother Timothy prepares to come this morning, let's sing He Counts the Stars.
He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees each sparrow that falls.
made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. Knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine. He knows my name. You believe that this morning? I'm counting on it. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. Don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. Oh yes, he does. You believe that this morning? Let's sing that again. My name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name.
Amen. Let's give a clap of faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Be cheerful. Be cheerful. Praise the Lord. God is so good to us. Praise the Lord. Be cheerful. Hallelujah. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we welcome each and everyone in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shake hands with somebody, say you are welcome to the house of the Lord. Shake somebody by your hand and say God bless you to somebody. The prophet said the greatest thing we can say to somebody is God bless you. And may God bless each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. We love Jesus because he first loved us. And we appreciate the grace of God upon the life of each and every one of us. I want to thank our pastor for inviting me to be here this morning to fellowship together with the brethren. So I bring greetings to you from Accra, Ghana, and the believers over there. Also, I was in with Brother Barry Coffey and Brother Mike Walls, and I preach also for Brother Ron and Brother Dufek, and they asked me to extend their greetings to the believers. So greetings from the believers to the believers. God bless you. While we stand, before we see that, let's read a portion of the scripture from the book of Genesis chapter 17. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this new day that you have blessed us with. We are very grateful for life, strength, and health. And this morning, we commit ourselves into your hands as we are in your house. We are in your presence. Lord God, forgive us of all our shortcomings. And Father, may you minister unto every need that is represented here. May none of us ever go back the same. Bless the reading of your word. And Lord, step us aside. And let it be you to will and to do. Lord, bring sinners to repentance. Heal the sick. Baptize with the Holy Ghost. You are Jehovah of miracles. Lord, set the captives free. And let the saints of God be strengthened. Step us aside, Lord, that it will be you speaking and it will be you hearing and believing. We give you all the glory, the honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And Genesis chapter 17. And let's read from verse 15. My two young sisters, doctors, and you're welcome. Yeah, dear father is a good friend of mine. Genesis chapter 17. And then we'll read again from Luke chapter 1. So let's read Genesis 17. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai. But Sarah shall a name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael my leave before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed. And thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with seed after him. Amen. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Let's read verse 36, 37. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we please be seated? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. How many believe that? I believe that. That time means nothing to God. Age means nothing to God. And distance means nothing to God. So in the scripture that we have read, just about our father Abraham, the father of the faith, Abraham. Well, before he was Abraham, he was called Abram. And then at a point, his name was changed. We read how he was called from the land of the Chaldeans. He was an idol worshiper with his parents, but he found grace in the sight of the Lord. And God called him and separated him from the rest of the family. And we have also found favor in the sight of God. Amen. To be called and be separated unto God. Amen. And when he called, the prophet of God preached a sermon. The word of the Lord called for total separation. And so as long as God continued to call, he calls and separate from all unbelief. Right. So we are being called and we are being called and we are being separated from all unbelief that will stick to God and his word. Amen. Knowing that heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord will not pass away. Amen. So it was called to come out in Genesis 12. Come out from your father's house. Come out from your kindred. Come out from your nation. So we are callers. So we, as believers, we are not Americans or Africans. We are Christians. Amen. Born again and filled with the Spirit of the living God. Amen. And we are here reflecting the spirit of the country of our rebirth. Right. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And we are here as Christ's ambassadors, representing our nation, representing our kingdom as an ambassador of Christ. And now we have to be careful of whatever we do because we are representing the King of Heaven. So that we will not say anything or do anything that will bring reproach upon the worthy cause for which we have been called. May the Lord help us. And as ambassadors, we have authority and the backing of the King. The one that sent us, he's with us. So all of heaven is behind us. Amen. So we have nothing to fear. Amen. As ambassadors of Christ. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, when we hear these things and know these things, it will take fear out of us. Amen. Because fear is a curse. May the Lord help us. Amen. And that's why we continue to hear the word of the Lord. For when we hear, the more we hear, the more we get faith. For we are told that faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All that God will give us grace to continue to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Because to have faith in God, you must hear the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, he was separated. And he came out from his father's house and we're told that he took his nephew Lot with him. But then, something happened that they have to be separated. Yes. Total separation. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. So Abraham and Lot separated. And God began to deal with Abraham. So this life we are in is progressive. Yes, sir. God don't want us to be at the same spot. God wants us to progress. Amen. In your Christian life. In my Christian life. Our mothers and our fathers in the flesh want to see progression. Yes, sir. And every parent wants to hear good things about their children. Yes. And so our Heavenly Father wants to hear good things about us. Yes. That is why he taught us on adoption. That even though you are born in the family, you are not adopted until you've come to a place of obedience. And when you come to that place of obedience, then the Father sets a day and endorses your life. And he said, this is my son, and this is my child, and this is my daughter. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Hear him. And the Father will be proud of us. We as parents are proud of our children when they are doing well. Nobody will be happy when your child is not doing well. Right. Your child comes from school and he gets 0-0 and he fails in all his examination. You will not be happy. Right. But said, look at it. Excellent. Look at it. Wow. You feel good. And that is how our Heavenly Father feels. When we are progressing, when we are living the life, when we are reflecting Him, when we speak the way He wants us to speak, when we have yielded and surrendered to Him, and He speaks through us, and He sees through us, and He hears through us. Because Brother Branham said, He has no hands but your hands and my hands. No feet, no legs but yours. No eyes but yours and mine. Oh, that God will give us grace to be surrendered unto Him. No matter how young we are, no matter how old we are, let's ask the grace so that we can be a tool, an instrument of righteousness unto good works in the hands of the Lord. Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So here we saw that God called Abraham. Hallelujah. And he has come out. And then he has to grow. And we have to grow. We have to progress. You don't have to be in the same place. You should be doing better today than when you believe. We should be praying better. We should be understanding better. God don't want us to continue to be babies. He wants us to be men. Up and be doing. Praise the name of the Lord. Because even children, babies, when we were born as babies, we grew. And our parents were happy to see us growing. See us growing when you begin to do things well. At a point, even the baby or the child will not want mama to wash him again. Or papa to wash him. He wants to do it on his own. Because he's growing. Because he's getting mature. And God wants us to be mature. Amen. To know what is right and to do what is right. Amen. You don't always have to be told to come to church early. Amen. You don't have to be told to read your Bible. Amen. You don't have to be told to listen to the tapes. You don't have to be told to dress right. You don't have to be told to do this and do that. You are men and women. You mature. So we should know what we should do. When to pray, when to come to church. We don't have to be begged. Praise the Lord. We are in for business. Hallelujah. We don't have to be told. No. When you know that this is what you have to do, do what you have to do. Do that which is expected of you. As a wife, as a husband, as a mother, as a father, as a student, as young and old, we should do what is expected out of us to do. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the King. And so here, in the chapter that we've read, before then, Sarai, because every woman married, he wants to have a child. And so they have waited and waited and waited. And she said to Abraham, since my expectation is not coming to pass, I've been expecting to have a child, but nothing. So what I want to get an idea. I really want a child. I really want a baby. I got an idea. See my maid Hagar here. I want you to take her. Live with her. And whatever comes out of it will be mine. You sure? Say yeah, yeah. So Sarai gave Hagar unto a husband. With the idea of the mind that if Hagar give birth, I will take the baby. But the scripture continued to tell us, hey, your ways are not my ways. God has a plan. And God has a program. Hallelujah. So be patient. Don't run ahead of God. In many times, or many a times, we try to run ahead of God. But where are you going? When you don't know the way. Where are you running to? So be patient and don't run ahead of God. Because when we go ahead of God, you will be confused. You have problems and embarrassment. Because God has a way. God has a plan. God has a purpose. And God has a time for every promise of His to be fulfilled. God has not forgotten any of His own. And He will never forget you. Hallelujah. When you run ahead of God, you get problem. They run ahead of God. He said, okay, Abraham, take Hagar and then leave with her and I'll take the child. But the Bible said when Hagar saw that she was conceived, she despised the mistress. Maybe Mama Sarah will call her, Sarai call her, Hagar. Yeah. Why don't you sweep this place? Mama, I'm not feeling fine. Hagar, why don't you fetch water? Mama. She despised her mistress.
That's right.
She began to misbehave. She began to despise her. After all, I am pregnant. Yeah. Mama, I'm pregnant. Is that your behavior? Oh. Now, Sarai told Abraham, you see what has happened. You see that this guy is disrespecting me. And you can't say nothing about it. Abraham said, she's in your hands. Do whatever you want to do. The Bible says Sarah began to deal with her because she has to be disciplined. She has to be respectful. Yeah. You must respect an elder. Mm-hmm. You must respect an elder. Right. God demands respect for His children. Right. No matter what you are and what you have achieved and what you have gotten, remember to be respectful. Right. Children to be respectful. Servants to be respectful. Brothers and sisters to be respectful. The church to be respectful. May God help us. Praise the Lord. And so, there was a problem in the house because somebody went ahead of God. Somebody thought this would be good. Somebody thought this would be better. Somebody said, I got an idea. Somebody said, I got a good plan. But remember this. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts are higher. My ways are different. It's that same God today. The only thing that satisfies Him is obedience to His word. Hallelujah. God never forgets any of His own. He has never forgotten us. He has never forgotten you. So, the Bible said when Abraham was 99 years old, God came to him again. And God spoke to him. God said, walk before me and you'll be perfect. Obey my word. Trust me. Walk before me. 99 years old. No matter how old we become, we should continue our walk with Christ. Close our walk with Him. Loving Him more. Serving Him better. God said, walk before me. You'll be perfect. You'll be all right. Don't worry. You'll be all right. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. You'll be all right. And God changed His name. At the age of 99, God changed His name. Your name shall no more be called Abraham. But Abraham, in the house, on Ishmael's birth certificate, the surname is Abraham. Yeah. On Isaac's certificate, birth certificate, the name is Abraham. Amen. Amen. Is it a scripture? It's the word of the Lord. When he was Abraham, he gave birth to Ishmael. When he became Abraham, he gave birth to Isaac. And the name has to do something with the man.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So God said, your name is no more Abraham. Now it's Abraham. And I have made you a father of many nations. Oh, hallelujah. I have made you. Not you, me, now have made you. It is God that makes us who we are. He has made us kings and princes unto our God. He has given us dominion. He has given us authority. He has given us grace. God has made us who we are today. For by grace are ye saved, not of your works. It is the gift of God, so that no man should boast. So we are what we are today. By the grace of Almighty God. I have made you. Abraham accepted it. I am the father of nations. I am the father of nations. And there, God gave him the sign of circumcision.
Yes, sir.
At the age of 99, God said, now get circumcised. I'm making a covenant with you. And I want you and all the men that are in your house to be circumcised. Oh, brother, you need that circumcision of the heart.
Amen.
Every believer, to get that circumcision, that the surplus flesh will be cut away.
Amen.
That we get that seal of God upon our lives.
Yes.
The true baptism of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
that transforms,
Lord,
that changes us,
yes,
that makes us new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Then we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Then we can say, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ liveth in me.
Amen.
As long as we are here under the sun, Jehovah is working on us. No matter the age,
right,
young and old, he's still working on us.
Amen.
There are things he has to take from our lives. And every one of us, when you ask the desire, what's your desire?
Right.
To get a closer walk with God.
Amen.
Our old brothers, our old sisters, all of us, our desire,
yes,
is a closer walk.
Yes.
To serve him better. So God said, look, you've come to church enough. You've been here. Now get the circumcision.
Yeah.
Now if you have come to church enough, you've been here. Oh, yes. Have you been circumcised? You must get a circumcision of your heart so that it will no longer be me, but it will be him.
Amen.
It will no longer be you, but it will be him.
Amen.
Because God wants to see himself reflecting in us.
Amen.
As the potter, the goldsmith, when he takes the gold and he beat it and he beat it, refines until he sees his own reflection in that matter. And God wants to see his reflection in his sons and his daughters.
Amen.
That's my son. That's my daughter. That's my child over there. Look at him. I'm proud of him.
Amen.
Oh, that you and I will live a life until the father will look at us. Say, that's my daughter there.
Amen.
That's my son there. That's why I can say to the devil, say, have you considered my servant Job?
Yeah, right.
That there is none like him.
Right.
On the earth, there is none like him.
Right.
Can God say that about us too? Can he say that about you?
Right.
That you see my son there? You see that young man there? You see that young woman there? You see that granny and the grandpa there? There is none like him.
Right.
What a testimony.
Right.
This was God's testimony of Job, about Job.
Sure.
God is still proud of giving testimony about his children.
Amen.
And that is the whole essence of what we have heard today. The message of the hour is to reproduce the life of Christ.
Amen.
That Christ will be seen in us. That we can say with the Apostle Paul, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ liveth in me.
Yes.
I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I. Christ is borrowed, has borrowed my members.
Right. Amen.
Christ is living through me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody wave your hand to the Jesus, the Lord. I didn't say wait for me. I said to the Lord Jesus. Everybody just wave. Say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody give a clap of him to the Lord. Yes, sir. He's alive. He's real. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are here for his glory. We are here to reflect him. We are here to surrender that he will speak through us, that he will hear through us, that he will live his life through us. Praise the Lord. Young men, that God will give you grace. Give you the revelation. The importance of revelation by the Spirit of God to the true believer can never be overemphasized.
Amen.
Get a true revelation of who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
The word of the Lord, who he is, that is alive. He still transforms and he still changes the life of people.
Amen.
Get that revelation to know him, that he alone has eternal life.
Amen.
And that's why Apostle Peter said, to whom shall we go? For we know you are the Christ. And you must know him to be the Christ and the Christ alone. That is what the message is about. Hallelujah. That you will stand. No matter the pressures of your day, you will stand for Jesus. No matter what others are doing, you will stand for Jesus. No matter how the age has become so corrupt and so evil, God said there is none like Job.
Amen.
That God can say there is none like him. 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 This is another one. That's another one. That's another one. There is none like him. So many Jesuses. So many Jesuses. When the Holy Ghost comes upon your life, another Jesus. Messiah.
Amen.
You and Christ becomes one.
Amen.
Then you can say, for me to live is Christ. And to die is gain.
Amen.
That's what we are here for. That's what we are preaching for. We are preaching that Christ will be made manifest in our midst.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At the age of 99. Hey, he said, we have not finished yet. Now circumcision. 99 years old man. Now, circumcision. Go on. Get it. Your children, everybody, do it. Obey the word of the Lord. And Abraham obey.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And now God came to Abraham. And he said, Sarai, your wife, too. She shall no more be called Sarai. Sarah shall be a name. Because I've made her to be a prince. Nations shall come out of her. Kingdoms shall come out of her. At the age of 190 years, at the age of 90 years, oh, brother, it's not over yet. God has not finished with you yet. God is still working on the bride. Hey, God is still looking. He has a promise for your life. He's still watching over his word. Hey, you didn't call him. He called us. He knew why he called you. He knew why he called me. Oh, hallelujah. He knew why he called you. Oh, hallelujah. As long as we are here, he's still working on us. Ooh, hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Brother Branham said, the doctors might have done their best. He said, but God is yet to do his best for you. He's yet to do his best for me. No matter what happens to you, no matter what anybody says, no matter what condition you are in, it's yet to do his best. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. How great is our God. At the age of 90, God comes there. He came down. He said, you know, don't call her name Sarai. That can just give people eager to you to live with her. She has crossed that line. Let that be passed. Now, a name is Sarah. He said, because, he said, and he said, and I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. At the age of 90, I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her. Wow, God speaking. Yea, I will bless her. And she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. I will bless her and make a mother of nations. Yea, I will bless her. Yeah, I will bless her. At the age of 90, I will give you a son or so of her. At the age of 90, yes, I will do it.
Amen.
Oh, church, it's not over yet.
Amen.
Sister, it's not over yet.
Right.
Brother, it's not over yet. He's still the Jehovah of miracles.
Amen.
He's still the healer. He's still the baptizer. He's still the Savior. He's still the Almighty God. Almighty God that can do anything. Yea, I will give thee a son also of her. And I will bless her. And I will make a mother of nations. And kings of people shall come out of her. That's Jehovah speaking. He's the Jehovah we are serving today. Don't limit Jehovah, because it's not over yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not over.
Hallelujah.
My brothers, sisters, it's not over.
Amen.
He's still alive.
Amen.
The great I am. The great deliverer.
Yes,
the God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. The God of William Branham.
Amen.
He's with us.
Amen.
The angel of the covenant is with us.
Amen.
The captain of the hosts of Israel. He's with us.
Amen.
It's not over yet. The Bible said, then when God spoke, I will bless the hair and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, and kings of people shall be. The Bible said, Abraham fell on his face. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. He did what? He laughed. And said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, he didn't call her Sarai, shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? He laughed. How possible? Oh, even in my old age, in this condition, 100 years old, he might have bent, stooped shouldered, and Sarah, that is 90 years. If it was a common happening, he would not have laughed.
That's right.
He would not have questioned. He said, shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, give birth? Bear? We have waited. We've married for years. And Abraham said, oh, that Ishmael might live. Forget about Sarah's giving birth.
Oh my.
That Ishmael live. I'm okay with that one that you gave me. Let Ishmael rather live instead of worrying old lady Sarah.
Oh my.
Ishmael might leave. And God said, no. Sarah indeed.
Amen.
I am determined to do it.
Amen.
And I will do it. When God gives a promise, heaven and earth will pass away.
Amen.
But that promise will never pass away.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, God is true to his promise, no matter what he has to do. God is true to his promise, no matter what he has to do. Bankrupt the heavens before he will let his word go defeated. He never made a promise that he can't keep. That is the God we are serving. No matter the complication, no matter how ridiculous, no matter what anybody thinks and talks about it, whatever promise that God made, he said, I will keep my word. He's God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He said, and God said, and God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed. And thou shalt call his name Isaac. Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed. Listen, Abraham, you have nothing to do in this one. You are not even going to name me. I have the name for him already.
Amen.
You name that one, Hagar gave, but this one, I give him the name myself. So you have nothing to do with it. You are old. Your wife is old. So this is me on the scene.
That's right.
Amen. Absolutely, I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep my word. Sarah, no matter how you look at him, no matter what people say, no matter how bent and low, she will give birth.
That's right.
May God help us,
yes,
to trust in the Lord.
That's it.
Oh, that Ishmael will live. You can go against God's word and then you want God's blessings upon it.
Right.
Because Ishmael came in outside of the program.
Right. Amen.
Ishmael came in as an injection, thought that was injected.
Yes, sir.
Ishmael came in because somebody think, well, I am beyond giving birth. I have waited too long and I'm not getting any child. So Ishmael came in as man's injection. And when you inject our thoughts or your thoughts into God's word, you get an Ishmael.
Yes, sir. Amen.
A wide man. Unconvertible. That's Ishmael. So what Sarah thought would happen did not happen.
Right.
I will get the girl. I will get the child. No. And sometimes we do things and we take certain decisions and we think that, oh, well, this is good, it will work. And then at the end, it backfires on us.
Amen.
And then you begin to blame somebody else. Because now Sarah told Abraham, God judge between me and you. My wrong will be upon you. My wrong will be upon you. When I said you should take her, why did you take her? Why did you take care? Now you see what he's doing. It's your fault. May the Lord help us. When we inject our thoughts into God's word, into God's promise, the prophet of God said, God don't make halfway Christians. He said, God don't make halfway churches. God don't make halfway preachers. He said, but you can make yourself halfway when you inject your thought into God's word. Young men, may God help us. You don't have to be sitting on the fence. You have to get involved. Get into the body of Christ. It's good to come to church, but you must get into the body of Christ. And the Bible says by one spirit we are baptized into that mystical body of Christ. Amen. And when you are there, nothing can pull you out of that place. Be a true believer, a Christian in your heart. Surrender all to him. When the scripture said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. That prescription has never changed. The prophet said that is eternal prescription. It's good to come to church, but you must come to Christ. Get to Christ. That you will be known of him in the power of his resurrection. To know that he's alive. To know that it's real. To know that it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. May God help us not to inject our thoughts. Good. Oh, I think you don't need any thinking.
No.
You need thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You have to cast down your reasons.
Amen.
Oh, I feel. Hey, we don't depend upon feelings.
That's right.
The prophet said, if you depend on feelings, Satan will whip you. Because sometimes you feel, sometimes you don't feel.
Right.
And Jesus didn't say, did you feel it? He said, do you believe?
Right.
So we are not asked to depend upon our feelings. We are asked to take God at his word.
Yeah.
When Jesus met Simon Peter casting, trying to get fish and casting dish and net and didn't get nothing. And Jesus came there and he spoke to him. And Jesus said, cast your net this way. He said, Master, I have tried. I have a profession, degree in theology. Professor of Osteology. You know, I've been fishing for years of my life. I've been here. I know when there is fish and when there is no fish. He said, look, we have tried throughout the night. We've thought. We've gone. Come everywhere. There's nothing. There's nothing. Today, the fishes are not biting. He said, cast your net that way. Peter said, even though I've tried, and I've tried, and I've tried, at your word now, I'm going to do it. Oh, God, give us grace to take him at his word. Cast down reasons. Cast down imagination. Forget about your feelings. Forget how much you have tried this and tried that. And at your word. And when you threw the net, the prophet said there was no fish there. But God created fish right there. God put fish right there. Oh, hallelujah. The same God that changed the body of Abraham and Sarah. That same God is the God we are talking about. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The doctor must say this is over and that will be over, but not to God. Hallelujah. That's why we believe in the resurrection. That's why we believe one of these days the old shall become young forever. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing means nothing. Let us all say together, with God, with God, with God, nothing, nothing, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be impossible. Tell your brother and your sister, all things are possible. All things are possible.
Amen.
To those who believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is nothing
Amen.
That is impossible with God.
Amen.
He created fish right there. He created fish. Wow. Peter, but we have told this place. We've passed there. We've stood there before. Yeah, that's God. It's God.
Right.
He can turn things over in a twinkle of an eye. In a moment of time. Oh, Church of the Living God, let us believe our God.
Amen.
Let's stop reasoning and let's take him at his word.
Amen.
Remember, time means nothing to God.
Amen.
Abraham and Sarah, they would have waited, and they have waited, but why didn't he do it when we were young people? No. And he has to wait till we are old. Yes, that's that the way he planned it. So that it will become more miraculous. So that they will know that this is not you, this is me.
Amen.
You have nothing in this, it's me.
Amen.
God don't want any one of us to take glory for ourselves.
Right.
He wants all the glory for himself.
Yes.
That men will know that he is God. That you and I will know that, listen, I have nothing in this.
Amen.
I never thought I would be here. I never thought I would be able to make it. I never thought I would be able to serve God. I never thought I would be able to do this. But here we are, by grace. Oh, that is why our song will be Amazing Grace. If we make it, if we make it, if we cross over, our song will be Amazing Grace. It is not what we did. It is not because we tried this. It is because God did it. Oh, great is our God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Look at Abraham. When he traveled with Sarah, and they got to Gerar, and then Abraham told Sarah, he said, these unbelievers, you can't trust them. Just tell them that I am your brother. And you are my sister. If they ask me, I will say the same thing. Because they might kill me for your sake. God has done something in their lives. They have been changed.
Amen.
And Sarah was looking so young.
Amen.
At the age of 90.
Yeah. Right.
What are you talking about? We are serving Jehovah God. We are serving God that can do anything. Anytime. Any hour.
Amen.
For remember, he has a purpose for your life.
That's right.
He has a vision for your life.
Amen.
And that vision is for an appointed time.
Good, good.
And the Bible says, wait for it. Don't be in haste.
Yes.
Wait for it.
Wait.
It says, if it tarry, just wait for it.
Yeah.
Because it will not even tarry, but wait for it.
Yeah.
At the end, it will speak.
Amen.
And it will not fail.
That's it.
God is not in hurry.
Right.
No, 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 it's not in hurry. We become impatient.
Yes.
We try to get in a hurry. Oh, this and that is getting too late. It's never too late with God. And it is never going to be too late.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
It's never going to be too late.
Good.
He will work according to his time.
Yes, sir.
How many years the children of Israel prayed and cried when they were in Egypt? But when the time came, he said, I've remembered my promise. I have come down. You are going to go right away. Pharaoh. There was a Pharaoh who didn't know Joseph and his brethren. And they begin to molest and add to their burdens here and there. Oh, hallelujah. God was watching. He said, now the time has come. Moses, I'm going to send you. You're going to do this for me. Saints of God, we are precious to God.
Amen.
He has not forgotten us.
Amen.
Young people. Young men, young women, brothers and sisters, household of faith. He has not forgotten us. Let's be committed. Let's be faithful. Let's consecrate ourselves unto the Lord. Just love the Lord. He will do it. Lazarus was sick. And they sent for Jesus. And they said, your friend that you love. Your friend that you love. He's sick. And Jesus said, that sickness is not under it. Let's go. And he went away preaching, doing the work of God.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, Lazarus is dead. He's sleeping. Let's go and wake him up. Oh, if he's sleeping, he's doing worse. He's dead. He made them to understand the language of the kingdom.
That's right.
The language of the kingdom, he was sleeping. The rest, they say, oh, if he's sleeping, he's doing well. May God help us. Sometimes we put our interpretation to many things we don't even understand.
Right.
Oh, if he's sleeping, he's doing well. Say, he's dead. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Say, I'm glad that I was not there for your sakes.
Right.
What kind of language is this? He cannot explain everything to us.
Right.
I'm glad I was not there for your sakes. Oh, the church member has died, and you're saying you are glad we're not there. But he knows what he's talking about. Brother Branham said, do you think God will give me the ministry he has given me and vindicate it all over the world and leave me in error? He said, certainly not. He said, I know where I am standing. Yes. You think God will use a man like this with supernatural things that has never been done since the days of the apostles? And leave that man in error? What are you talking about? This message that we are preaching today, or we believe today, was not preached in a corner.
Come on,
the prophet traveled 7 times all over the world.
Right.
The supernatural thing that was done in the midst of congregation of thousands, 30,000, whatever, thousands of people.
Yes.
When the prophet don't know that he has never been to the place before. He was in Bombay. He was in Durban, South Africa. Thousands of people.
Right.
And yet the Spirit of God will pick this one. This one. And speak to them. And talk about their needs. Where they have been. Their doctors. How the doctor. Describe the doctor. A short man like this. With this and that. All those things. You said it's psychology? Or telepathy? What are you talking about? The God that revealed all these things to him until people's astronomers describe the problem, the sicknesses, which doctors don't even know about.
That's right.
And tell the people, you are suffering from this and that.
Yeah.
And they are healed. Won't God reveal the truth of his word to him?
Yes.
God have mercy. Do you know, Brother Man told us, Jesus said, in this day, you speak against the Son, it will be forgiven you. He said, but one day, the Holy Ghost will come down. And he will do the same things. And you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, it shall never be forgiven. In this world and the world to come. How can you condemn? How can you speak evil about these things that Jehovah God has done in our day?
Right.
Hey, if you have any question, question yourself, not the prophet.
Right.
Not what has been done. Check your own life.
Right.
Examine your own life.
Amen.
Because this is a man that they spoke about. In that. This man lived Christ.
That's right.
Tommy Osborne said, this is the man that lived what we preach. So if you have any problem, it's yourself.
That's it.
Right. Check your life and see. Am I living the word of the Lord?
Right.
If the things that we have heard, we listen to the tapes, we hear the word, we read the book, we hear what is being said, and we receive them and apply them into our lives, we'll be out of here.
Amen.
Young men, read the Bible. Read the messages. Get the Holy Ghost. Church, let the Lord reveal to us. Because the prophet of God said, revelation makes a difference. It made a difference between Cain and Abel. It made a difference in their worship. It made a difference in your attitude. It made a difference in your conduct. Revelation makes a difference. And with the true revelation of God in our heart, the gates of hell will not prevail, but we shall prevail.
Amen.
Young people, pray for that revelation. Young men, pray. Every one of us pray. And to know that God can do anything.
Amen.
Abraham and Sarah, And then Gerar, when they get to Gerar, Abimelech took Sarah, because Abraham said, that's my sister. I can thank you for your sister. You have a very pretty sister. It's a nice sister. I like her. It's okay. Abraham, because of fear, has given out Sarah. How will he be able to sleep? But God's sovereign grace came down. Amen. God's grace came down to. He said, "Hey, Abimelech, that woman there is that man's wife." Oh, right. He said, "No, no." The man said, "That's a sister." I said, "Shut up! I'm telling you, that's his wife." He said, "But the man told me that's a sister." I said, "I am telling you, right. If you touch that woman, you'll be dead." Uh-huh. That's the grace of God that came down. Yeah. May God's grace come upon us. Hallelujah. Even in our shortcoming, may God's grace override. Amen. Take control over us. Amen. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. God has a program. God has a purpose. He knew there will be an Isaac, and there will be Jacob and Esau, and there will be the 12th patriarch coming. So he preserved. He took care of them. May God preserve. May God take care. May God watch over us. That his promise will be fulfilled in our lives. Amen. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Saints of God, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Abraham said, "Shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old?" God did it. And remember this. The Bible said, Genesis 25. When Abraham was over 140 years, he married Keturah. Yeah. After the death of Sarah, he had 6 or 7 children, some more. The man that said, "Will a child be born to him that is 100 years old?" After 100 years, he was still giving birth. God can do exceedingly, abundantly, than what you can even think of and what you can even imagine. At the age of 140 plus, he was still giving birth. What are you talking about? That's the God we are serving. Amen. He's the Almighty God. Amen. He's not limited. Yes. He's unlimited. Amen. He's Almighty. Amen. Don't look at yourself. Look at the promise of God. Yes. Hold on to his word. Yes. Oh, Jesus got to Mary and Martha. Martha said, "Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died, sir. But now that you are here, I know anything you ask the Father, he will do it." "See, your brother shall live again." "Oh, yeah, he will rise in the resurrection." He said, "I'm the resurrection. The resurrection is standing here. I am the resurrection and the life." Amen. Hallelujah. "Oh, shall a child be born to you that is 100 years old?" God can do more. God can do exceedingly, abundantly. God can do more than you can even think and imagine. What a mighty God we are serving. Nothing hard for him. Nothing impossible. Whatever your challenge, whatever your difficulties, remember, Abraham and Sarah were changed. When 100 years and 90, God changed them. He made a young couple. He changed everything in their system. From head to toe. He changed everything. And it's that same God today that can change anything in your system. He can make tumors to disappear. Take away growth, whatever it is, he can do it. Yes. Because he's Almighty God. Yes. Hallelujah. It's not too late with God. No. He has a time. Yes, sir. He's thinking about you. He cares for us. Yes. He's Almighty. Yes. Almighty. That's who he is. It changed Sarah and Abraham. We believe there's going to be a change. Yes. Right. We shall drop this veil. Amen. You got a butter one somewhere there. Amen. You love him?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The angel told Mary, even your cousin Elizabeth, who was called barren, even she, in her old age, God has visited her. She is with a child for 6 months now. Even she that was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
That's right. Amen.
May the Lord anoint our faith.
Yes, sir.
May God give us strength to stand in the hour of trials. Hold on to that word. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. He came right to the tomb. Where did you bury him? He said, we buried him here. He said, take the stone from there. What did he say? I said, take the stone. Oh, that Ishmael might live. It's already gone. It's already a mess. The body is already decomposed. Corruption has already set in. So what? Didn't I tell you to believe? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. No matter how bad your system is, he's the creator. No matter what the doctor says, no matter what anybody thinks about it, he is Almighty God. Listen, he didn't only work miracle in the days of William Branham. He's still working miracle today. He's the Jehovah of miracles. He's the healer. He's the baptizer. He's the comforter. He's the deliverer. Oh, he's our Savior. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Rapha. Oh, El Shaddai. It's our righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. He's all in all to us.
Amen.
Hold on to his word.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hold on to that word. It can never fail.
Amen.
Let's consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
Our mind and our heart thoughts on him. Meditate on him. Brother Brown said, when we meditate on him, when we think about him, he comes close to us.
Amen.
There's a lot of things today bombarding our minds and thinking, but if we are able to consecrate and think on him, on his word and his promises, it will be fulfilled.
Amen.
Because if he gives a promise, no matter what, he would fulfill it.
Amen.
Listen, with him, nothing impossible.
Amen.
Hey, listen, this earth that we are on today, the Bible says it was without form and void. It was chaotic. But he changed it. He moved the waters to one side. He made the mountains. He made the oceans. He made everything. The valleys. Everything. He made it.
Amen.
What's your problem? What's your problem? We all came out of a clot of blood. That was formed. And we have grown to where we are today. Did you know how you grew to where you are today? Did you know how we get to where you are today? Did you see when you were growing? Did you know what hour you grew? God did all those things. He said, even if a drop of your air, sorry, I don't have anything here. Oh my, shiva, oh my. But he said, if a drop falls down, he knows about it.
Amen.
A feather from a bed, he knows about it.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Good.
Why do you worry? What are you reasoning for? Cast your case upon him.
Good.
For with God, all things are possible. God bless you.